The Morning Shave. I'm your host, Dan Reinhard, and in the studio, in the confined space studio in West Virginia, I have a very, very special guest. This woman is beautiful, for one.
I'm in sweatpants.
And despite being in sweatpants and having shower hair.
I combed it.
She did comb it. It is my wife, Amanda Lois Tressa Hedmark Reinhard.
Okay, I draft the Tressa, but yeah, that is my name.
So I've got her in the studio today. This is what we're going to refer to as a quickie episode. It is going to be very short, but that does not mean that it is not critically important. So, Amanda, I'm going to give you the lead. Why are you in the confined space studio tonight?
I am here today to talk about the month of May. So the month of May is...
In like a lion, out like a lamb.
No, that's... I didn't know about that, but that's April.
God damn it.
No, that's March.
March!
March.
We'll look into the history on
we
that.
We read it at story hour at the library. Anyway, so the month of May is the maternal mental health month. And the Blue Dot Project is starting a social media campaign, and they want you to create posts each day, so April 30th through May 4th, using your social media accounts, and they want you to do the hashtag real motherhood or hashtag no shame, and they can be posts that are funny, posts that are the good, the bad, the ugly, maybe a sink full of dirty dishes, maybe your toddler throwing a tantrum over her shoe or his shoe. Really, they just want you to put the information out there to show what real motherhood looks like. It's not the Hollywood version, the sitcom version, showing what real mothers go through on a day-to-day basis. And we're hoping to remove the stigma that people feel with their postpartum depression, anxiety, or any other form of mood disorder, and create the conversation and, like I said, remove the stigma.
So why is it so important to remove the stigma? Last week, I spoke in depth about my own mental health issues and, you know, the progress that I'm trying to make. We're not here to talk about me, though. What is it that needs to be removed? I don't understand.
Really, when you feel embarrassed and ashamed, you won't reach out for help. I mean, that's what I felt like for a while. I didn't want to talk to anybody about it. And then once I really did, it wasn't the first step. It was probably like the second or third step when I finally became successful of reaching out. That's when I felt the support. I felt a connection. I felt embraced by the community. And for me, I personally had the support to keep reaching out. I think it was the third attempt. And a lot of women don't have that. If you get shut down right away, you won't reach out again. So I think it's important to create a good community, a good support network, and show people that we're here to support you, we're here to listen to you, and you matter.
And you're not doing this alone. Fellas, I'm here to say they are not in this alone. Your onus is just as big a part in this as theirs. We will get into Amanda and I's story a little bit later. That would be not a quickie, but a longie. We have a very in-depth story that we will share when the time comes. Mm-hmm. But this week is about breaking down the stigma. The more you talk about things, the more they become normalized, the more comfortable people become. And when there is a woman that needs help, either her partner's not there, or her partner is there but isn't in tune, or maybe they just don't communicate well enough. Whatever the case may be, the more we talk about mental health, the easier it is for people to say, hey, you know what? Time out. I need a hand. Somebody needs to help me. And that's what this week is all about. Mm-hmm. But this is for the mamas.
Yeah. Well, it's the families. We want to create that unifying experience for everybody. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to get in here, sweatpants and all.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to our discussion. If you have any questions, feel free to email Dan or myself. He'll be sharing my posts on The Morning Shave. So, like I said, if you have questions, concerns, comments, we'd love to hear from you.
Please interact. Let people know that you care. We love you. We'll see you later.
Thanks, everyone.